And similarly, if you want to move on to item 15, we have the land disposal program update. And we have Dean Thomas, Martin Fletcher, John Robertson, Dan Niles, Taya, oh yes, leading the squad. Not the brigade, though, that was military. And again, we've provided, actually this one I don't think has the italicized because it's all an update, but we've provided a rundown on all the landfills in the region as far as where they are in a regulatory sense, and they're here to answer any questions you might have on that one.
I do have a couple questions.
Dr. Hunter.
Thank you. And I appreciate seeing the full set presented here. I would like to suggest that, as in other categories, we consider a table that would give us a real, at-a-glance kind of understanding. And to that end, it's also not clear how many landfill sites we have in various stages of management, either in actively being used or in process of being closed. And that question really came to mind when I read on the first page towards the end of the third paragraph that we have a percentage, 90% of the online landfills in this region have impacted groundwater. So that, of course, raised the question of, in my mind, how many online landfills do we have? And so what, you know, in understanding how much progress we're making, I think it would be helpful to understand that. A separate comment comes from page 6. And again, this is just for general understanding on my part. It's noted that if leachate is curtailed, that's one of the general goals, is in managing and controlling leachate. So my question is, with the right measures in place, does that then effectively protect groundwater? Because this is a feature common to all landfills.
What paragraph, Dr. Hunter, are you looking at on page 6?
Let me see.
Is it right above the Johnson Canyon?
I believe
header?
So, yeah.
It says landfill's final cover system provides
yes.
a critical component of groundwater corrective action
yeah.
by preventing percolation of water into the waste, which is the primary okay. driving mechanism for forming landfill gas and leachate, which then dissolves into groundwater.
Right. Thank you.
And, of course, that only applies to either landfills that are closed or cells of landfills that are closed
in
as far as a final cover.
Sections that are closed as far
right.
as final cover. Right, right.
John, do you want to address those questions?
Yeah, I think I heard two basic questions. The first one being, how many landfills are in some state of closure or going to closure? Let me back up and say we have about, it's a moving number because we'll get phone calls and, hey, we have a landfill out here.
Mm.
We never have heard of this landfill.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So our number's in flux always. We have about 30 permitted landfills, ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
We probably have about 65 landfills in the region, and they range in size from half the size of this room to hundreds and hundreds of acres. Mm-hmm. Most of them are closed mm-hmm. in some fashion, not in the regulatory sense of the word, the classic regulatory requirements. They're closed in the sense that they have a soil cover over the top of them. We also, I want to come back to one predecessor point also, is that we say that over 90% of the landfills leak. That's because of over 90% of the landfills are unlined.
Mm-hmm.
Unlined landfills leak by definition.
Right.
And so every landfill that's unlined is very likely going to leak. So I hit the first question.
But then we have landfills that are both lined and unlined.
Yes, yes.
Right. Where the newer parts of the landfills are lined.
Of the
yes.
30 that are, the roughly 30 that are, I qualified as permitted,
mm-hmm.
I think every single...
35, John.
Okay.
number.
I think every single one of them has an online component to them, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
I'm just trying to run them through in my head.
Yeah.
The forthcoming Las Flores landfill, we heard about it about a year ago in Santa Barbara. That will be our only wholly lined landfill facility in the region. And the second question was about leachate generation. Basically, the strategy behind landfills is to dehydrate landfills. You do that in a couple of different ways. One is pulling out the landfill gas. Another way is putting a cover over the landfill. But that's the strategy, because when you generate landfill gas or leachate, it's the threat to water quality. Either one of those, it's a threat to water quality. So if we can dehydrate the waste, then we can shut down the generation of those two things.
So what's the trend in terms of, do we do any post-closure monitoring
yes.
to see how effective the
yes.
cover is?
By regulatory requirement, we do post-closure monitoring, mm-hmm. groundwater monitoring, gas monitoring, sort of physical surveillance monitoring. Is it settling abnormally fast? What's going on with the landfill?
Mm-hmm.
Evaluating the cover. Is it developing rills, erosion patterns, things like that? So there's a variety of post-closure monitoring requirements that are put in place. For a portion of our landfills, the larger ones that move from active to closure, we will adopt closure waste discharge requirements that are very specific on directing them. How will you close the landfill? What are the monitoring requirements after you close? And what's your cover design going to be like? So we'll actually adopt special waste discharge requirements for closing landfills.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. That's really helpful. And then I do have one last comment. I think it's this one. Again, and this is just a general comment, there's a reference in the Santa Maria landfill discussion, the staff report, to FEMA's maps, and I note that I guess in a case where specifically we're referring to another agency's illustration of something that's going to be prominent for us, would be really helpful to have a copy or at least be able to access it online. That would be nice.
Okay. Maybe what we could do there is forward the link to the FEMA maps, because I think that Dean will know specifically, but I believe the FEMA maps, the draft FEMA maps, are available.
Yes. Dean Thomas, staff geologist. The Santa Maria FEMA maps, they pulled the preliminary mm-hmm. maps, flood maps, so you're probably aware of that, and I think the...
Right.
The new version is supposed to come out. Last I checked, about 3 weeks ago, it has not. I did not see that it's been published, but so we don't have the new preliminary maps, and that's going to go to a public comment period, I believe, for about 6 months.
Right. I guess they're most interesting because of the revisions and mm-hmm. the determination of where the floodplain.
Yes.
Problems are going to be, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
The city of Santa Maria, as well as the landfill.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Any other board questions or comments on this item? Okay. Thank you very much.